We are back virtually. Virgil. With side note, I'm Javonda or Tyler, whatever you want to call me.
Probably Javonda.
And that's Ashley.
And that's me.
That's me. Oh, that's sad. So what's been up with you? You started your four days off. How excited are you?
Oh my god, I actually feel like I have time off now.
That's so
wild. Like, that's so, I can't, I don't, I just don't understand how people do 2 days off. Like, I can't.
It's terrible. It's not easy at all. Like, I hate it. I really do think more places should adopt the four-day business model. I don't think a lot can do the three. Only, like, certain jobs can do the three, but they definitely should adopt the four-day business model.
Literally.
Because it just, it makes more sense.
It's too much. Like, fuck that.
I mean, but for real, though, it is way too much. Like, you can't get anything done. Like, by the time, and then, like, I mean, I try to make sure I set up time during the week to do stuff, but it's still, like, you're spending all your time, like, cleaning the house, grocery shopping, cooking, and then it's like, you don't really get to relax.
Yeah. It's not enough.
Like, I don't know. It's very strange. Like, we have a very weird way of doing things here in the Americas. Because that's insane. But otherwise, how, I saw you went to the game yesterday. How was that?
Oh my god, I haven't been to a baseball game in years, so it was fun.
It looked like a good time.
It was a good
time. The weather was nice, which is good.
It was. We were all the way up at the tippy top, so it was a little bit windy. Wow. But like, it was a good time.
Yeah, I was going to say, compared to how it's been today, and like, raining and gross, like when I was taking the baby out to go to daycare this morning, it was so, like, the rain was so hard, and I hated it. Like, I do not like when it's like raining like this. I like if it's going to rain, I like a nice, like a lighter rain where it gives a little mist. And then I can also just be in the house and read books.
I love it when it rains like that if I don't have anything to do.
Yeah, unfortunately we have like jobs and stuff, which is kind of rude. It's very rude. What else was I going to ask you? Oh, how was Kevin's food for Saturday?
Oh my god, it was so good. The pork belly was bomb. And he made this elote pasta. Like, it wasn't cold, it was hot. So it was like this, you know, elote, but in like a pasta form. It was really good. Would recommend.
You should have brought me some, because that sounds like my vibe.
It was bomb. The pork belly, so good.
It did look good. Like, when he was posting it, it looked really good. Kevin gets down. Like, I appreciate that. Really? He, like, always is trying something new, too, and going through it. We did family pictures this weekend, but it literally...
Oh my god.
We were, like, doing our last few bits of them, because I took my friends, and then my friend took ours, and it started to rain.
No!
And, like, we got all of the ones that we really wanted, but it was just, like, it started to rain, and so then I was like, Jake, take the baby and run, and so he, like, ran to the car, and I'm, like, walking with, like, the camera and everything, and it's just, like, starting to rain even more, but I was just like, go get him into the car before anything else.
Yeah, really, because you don't want to be caught in the rain. Mitten.
I forgot that you're here now, and I was like, wow, someone's driving down your road. Like, it's been almost 3 months and I still am like,
dude, this just still feels weird. Like, it really still does kind of feel weird being back. Like, something, like, it doesn't always, I don't know, it just still seemed really strange.
How's Aunt Susan?
Oh my gosh, she's good. We watched a bunch of like home videos that she had. First off, she had a whole ass thing of my mom's baby shower.
Aww.
And my fucking, I talk about the second grade talent show all the time when I did the Backstreet Boys. She has the whole thing. The whole thing. And I was I would, you will never catch me doing that ever again. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking.
I want to see that. I need to see that. Because I don't remember this.
I have like a small clip I can send you.
I need to see this.
I was like, really? Nobody could tell me anything.
Because as a kid, you don't, like, until probably like fifth, sixth grade, you're not as like insecure or care what people think. Like, you kind of just have a good time. And so it's sad that like it changes, but that's, I feel like, how it is.
I just sent it to you.
But what else did she have? Because that is cool. Like, it's really like, cool. Like, literally
everything. Has those. Like, Aunt Susan literally recorded every single thing of her life. Which is great, because you can look back on it. And I told Aunt Susan, I'm like, I want to do that. Like, she recorded her whole house. And it was just, I asked Aunt Susan. So I didn't know half of this stuff, but like, that house on Dunwich, I thought Aunt Susan bought that house. She was renting the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know that, because when we had moved in, I don't know why, I just thought it was her house. And that house that we lived on Hawthorne, Granny was also renting.
Huh.
I'm like, why did I think everybody just was out here owning houses? Like, I didn't know everybody was just out here renting.
Well, it's just like when you look back on things, and it's probably a little bit different for you because your parents were a lot younger than, like, my mom is. But, like, I think about it now. My mom had my sister when she was 24. And I think about me at 24. I'm a teen mom right now. I would have really been a teen mom. Like, I don't think I ever realized sometimes, like, how young sometimes, like, people were. And they were just, like, doing shit. Because, like, to me, I would have thought they had that house, too. Like, that they were just buying houses.
Honestly, really. But it also, too, when I go to think about this, literally, though, Aunt Susan and Uncle John, they were, like, 25, 26.
Right.
So I'm watching these, and I'm thinking, like, these are grown-ass adults. Like, my dad, no, he's 18, 19 years old.
Like, he's a child.
And there's fucking children all in this house. And it's just, like, they're just out here, like, having this house. Anyway, so I asked Aunt Susan how much it was. So, just to tell everybody, it's a townhome. And, you know, it has a basement. And then, like, the living room, kitchen. Like, it's a small kitchen, dining room. And then you go upstairs, and it's the bathroom, and then three bedrooms. She... monthly, I don't know how much it would be equivalent to now, but she was paying $525 for that house. Which I thought that was crazy.
Like, $500?
Yeah.
Wow. That's less than what my apartment we had up until, what, 3 years ago was.
Let's see, what is that equal to today?
Oh, God.
So $525 in 1992 equals $1,167. Which, I mean, is actually still really cheap for that house.
Yeah, I was going to say that's still pretty good. I was like trying to think of, I'm like, that's actually still pretty good, surprisingly.
Less than $1,200 for a three bedroom with a basement. Like, that's still pretty bomb. So yeah, even back then that she was like getting the deal.
It is wild. Like, the cost of things, and then just seeing it. And that's why I hate when, like, older generations are like, in my day we had a house and we worked a 40-hour job and this, and I'm like, dude, also in your day milk cost like 60 cents. Like, calm down.
Yeah, but like, yes, things were cheap, but if you like equal it to what it is today, it's like the same. It's, I don't know, it's just, plus, I mean, yeah, the cost of living was way cheaper. Like, you can't just go out and buy a house anymore for $5 down. Like, you need to have, like, a half of a million down on a house. Yeah.
Well, and that's why I hate when they're like, oh, you guys aren't buying a house. You literally can't. Like, Jake and I got our house, honestly, at the, like, perfect time. And even that, like, it was a little bit higher, but, like, we still, like, it was nowhere where it is now. Like, you have to really save. And even just thinking of, like, having a family and do, like, unless you can run a daycare or you have someone that, like, daycare costs as much of a mortgage. No one really has, like, it's very rare you don't have a car payment. However, I have exactly 11 months of car payments left. Why is Volkswagen messaging me now? Like, oh, look at these new vehicles. We have this. No. I'm getting those last 11 payments down and I'm out, homie. Like, I'm having my car paid off. Leave me be. Like, it's very rare someone doesn't have some form of debt. Like, it's very hard to live in today's society. And I feel like people don't think about that. Like, that is one of the biggest things I hate when I see, like, older generations shitting on, like, well, younger generations are staying with their parents longer. And well, no wonder. They literally, someone could rent a 10 by 10 room and it would cost them like $2,000. Like, or you have to have roommates. Like, it's not cheap.
Like, things are not what they used to be. That is for damn sure.
Like, some stuff obviously is way great, better. We're a lot more open and, you know, all that. But, like, some stuff, I'm like, bruh. Like, the movies. The movies should not cost how much they cost. That is literally my Roman Empire every day. The movie should not cost that much. Like, to go on a movie date, you should not have to spend over almost $50. And that's not including if you do, like, dinner before for it. Because it's, like, a large soda and a large popcorn is, like, $20-something dollars. Back in my day, it was not that much.
No. Can't even have a good time.
Well, I also feel like streaming has changed that a lot, too. Because most movies now, you know, they're only going to be in the theaters for like 2 months. And then they're going to be on one of the streaming services to watch. So I have to, like, really want to see. I want to see the new Zendaya movie, Challengers. I think I will go to the movies and actually see that. But, like, I have to really want to go see a movie for me to go now. Because I'm like, I know it's going to be on there. Like, I wanted to see Wonka really bad. And then it came out in December and I looked it up and it was like, oh, it will be on HBO in February or March. And so I was like, well, I'll just wait till then. And I watched it on Max the other day.
I mean, yeah, that is true. That is for sure.
I do also, this is going to segue into us talking about episode 2 and 3 of Quiet on the Set. But I just saw a thing the other day that was talking about, it was either today or last night, talking about Degrassi. Did you know that they let the kids pick out their outfits and do their hair and makeup in Degrassi?
That's kind of cool. I mean,
well, I feel like that's why it was more authentic. Like, that's why it really, like, felt like they were just regular teenagers, because they were, and they were picking out their clothes, which shows with the times. I was like, that's actually really cool. Like, I think that was a smart thing to do to make it more believable and relevant. Okay, so trigger warning, we are going to talk about Quiet on the Set. This has to do with sexual abuse, abuse of a child. So, you know, just if you do not want to hear these things, this is probably where you want to cut off this episode and catch up with us next week. So what were your thoughts on episode 2 and 3?
Is that someone with Drake, right?
Yeah.
I just thought that shit was crazy. Like, cause Kevin and I were watching it and it was just so wild to. Well,
in the second episode, the mom that was talking about her daughter that was a child actor and the dude sent her, like, basically porn.
Oh my God. I totally forgot all about that. Would he, like, send her a naked ass picture?
Yes. I would have went and beat his ass. Like, that mom is.
Why did I literally say that? I literally said I would fight him. I would, like, literally go and fight him.
Like, that, like, I get what the mom was saying, but I'm like, no. I would go fight him. Like, hands down, you are a grown ass man sending my, how old was your daughter at the time? Nine?
Was she 11? Nine?
One of those ages. I would fuck him up. Like, I got little fists, but I will do some damage. Like, that was, my jaw dropped because I was like, are you kidding me? And it's like, how was that just okay? And then the pickle man jokes.
Oh my God. And you know what, though? The fact of the matter of, like, the adults going with it. Like, being a part of it. Like, watching, what's his name? Rice Delano?
I don't know what his name was. The actual dude?
No. Like, how they have a special guests that were there.
Oh, yes.
One episode where, I guess, Rice Delano was, like, locked in a closet. I'm assuming it was a closet. Honestly, I don't remember. Anyway, he was locked in a room. And he was like, oh, my God, I'm so hungry. I'm starving. And then fucking Pickle Boy comes with his tray and, like, slides it in through the hole. Obviously, it looks like a glory hole. And then Rice Delano, when he takes the pickle and he holds it with both hands and he's like eating it slowly, and I'm like, ew, first off, the fuck that as an adult is doing that is disgusting. On a kid's show. Hello.
Right. And then to see, like, it was at it, so, because I do remember, like, the pickle man, and I never, like, it was at it so much, like, you had to, like, you knew what you were doing with that.
That's just so gross. I don't know. I couldn't even, like, half of the stuff you almost, like, kind of didn't believe for a second. You're like, no, that, no.
Yes. I felt like I kept saying, like, you've got to be shitting me. Like, I was watching it and it was making me so mad because I'm just like, how? And the fact that it was, like, that they know of two pedophiles on the same cast. And as soon as they were talking about going to the one dude's house, and he had a picture of a clown, I was like, that's fucking John Wayne Gacy. Because, you know, I follow up with serial killers and stuff. And as soon as he said it was a clown, I was like, this motherfucker is going to be saying that he has a photo from John Wayne Gacy. And that, like, to say it and then also be so proud of it and then be showing these kids where this man, John Wayne Gacy, raped boys. And, like, you're saying this, like, all proud of, like, look what I have that he made. That, again, if I'm that parent, I'm like, we're leaving. We're not staying here. We're getting the fuck out of here. Because that's like a red flag right there.
Dude, the fact that, okay, yeah, you have a self-portrait, I guess, if you
will. That John Wayne Gacy did, yeah.
That, I wouldn't brag about it. And the fact that he became his pen pal in prison, so he was still in contact with this dude.
That.
He was still talking to him, like, fucking friends with him. I'm not gonna lie. If I was out and I saw, like, out at the thrift store, like, oh, this was a self-portrait by him, I'm not gonna lie. I might think about getting it just because it's weird. And I know that's crazy to say, and that's really
I don't think it is in the context of, like, if this was something that he was not getting money from, but this was, he knew that he, like, John, because this is a big thing, and it's been a big thing of contention that, like, John Wayne Gacy would make artwork, and people would have it hung up places, and he'd get money for that artwork. And I'm like, no, I'm not paying you after you murdered people. Now, like, if someone was like, oh, I have this artwork, I can see how someone would be like, okay, I could put that up. But, like, he went out of his way. And you're writing him?
Oh, hell no. That shit is weird.
And he was proud of it again. Like, I do feel like they were gaslighting a lot of the parents. Like, the one parent who's talking about, they were like, oh, like, you can't come back here, just the kids. And it was the one black kid where his mom actually was kind of raising hell about stuff being weird, and then they didn't have him come back. I'm like, that was a sign right there for it. But, like, the fact that they were literally like, the parents can't come on set, that's your first red flag. Because why? What are you doing with my child that you are so adamant that I can't come on set?
That's just so crazy, weird. Too, because, like, well, going back to, like, how things were. Yeah, Susan and I were literally just talking about it. So, watching the home videos, and Susan was recording everybody at Weber's farm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was just recording everybody around the pumpkin patch and, you know, how Weber's is. And she's just, like, looking, and she looks at Sam. She's like, Sam, where's Shannon? And Sam's like, I don't know. And Susan's like, oh, well, she's probably around here somewhere.
Oh, my
goodness. That's kind of the vibe. Like, you kind of could do that kind of thing back then. I just feel like it was more common. Like, kids could go out and play. And Susan and I were talking about it. She's like, yeah. She's like, I wouldn't do that now. She's like, no. With Carson and all them, she's like, oh no, they're not running around. And she's like, I have to keep eyes on them. And it's just like, so maybe it's just like, I don't know, maybe they just didn't think anything crazy would happen. They're like, oh, we're just gonna talk to them alone. Like, okay, like, I don't know. I'm just trying to really think of like how life was back then. Like, now it's fucking weird, like how they these are little ass kids. These are not grown adults. Like, they need their fucking parental.
One, I also just think, I think because of how the mom described it, though, of, like, it was, like, this, how they did it, it does seem like they were trying to gaslight them, which makes me go into episode 3 of, like, they were gaslighting Drake's father to be, like, oh, it's fine, like, he's just like that, he cares, like, they were really making him feel like he was not a good parent for asking very valid questions and being, like, I don't want him around him by himself.
Dude, and the fucking fact that he somehow just manipulated Drake to just be like, your dad basically is trash. Okay, that, but the fact that he literally told his mom, I fucking don't want him alone with him, and she's just letting him stay the night at his house after I'm sure he went into like, some type of detail, like, hey, this is what I saw. I don't think it's chill. Like, this is not
okay. But I also think that they bring it up that, like, he was convincing the mom that the dad was just starting shit. And so I don't think it's right, but I can see, and from how Drake said that his parents had, like, a really bad relationship, I could see how that could happen. But, like, even if I, like, if me and Jake split, and if you're telling me you have a concern like that, I'm not going to be like, oh, you're just making that up.
Exactly. If you're literally coming to me and be like, I don't want my child alone with this person, there's a problem. There is a whole ass problem. Like, that shit is crazy.
And it was just like, the fact that he convinced him, and then that the only adult, hold on, my bad. Only adult that knew and, like, sensed, like, something is wrong with Drake was his girlfriend's mom.
Right.
Like, that's sad that no other adult, besides his dad, but obviously his dad was getting iced out at that point, was like, wait, something's not right and something's not okay.
I don't know. I just think that shit is just wild to me. Like, I don't know. Like, I can't.
My brain can't wrap around it. And I do want to preface this by, while we feel and our hearts are with Drake, the child, the adult who has sexual misconduct with a child, allegations against him, it's still not okay.
Oh my God. You could totally see how uncomfortable he was talking about it, since that was the first time he's publicly, like, came out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could just see by his body language is, like, he's just...
Well, that's so what makes it sad that, like, he... And I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, allegedly, he was charged or was being charged with sexual misconduct with a child, like Drake Bell was, and he fled the country to, like, Mexico. There was like this whole thing a few years back. I'll have to have our producer look into it and put more detail in it. Which, but they have said, and this happens, and it's not all, I want to say, I'm not saying all, but they have said that there is a correlation sometimes with people who are sexually abused then becoming the abusers. And that's so sad when you really think about it. And it's just like, it's crazy to me, one, that for all these years we did not hear about this. Like, that's how well I feel like Nickelodeon kept that hush-hush with court and, like, everything. But two, is that no adults were, like, really protecting him, which now makes me wonder. Because, you know, a lot of people were saying how, like, Amanda Bynes was real crazy and all this stuff. And I'm like, but we don't know what happened to these other child actors. Yeah,
I feel like you get fucked up.
Well, and just if knowing that he was, like, Drake was as popular as he was on a very popular show, where there were a lot of eyes on him, and this was still happening, you don't know what's happening to even minor actors in those shows, because you got to think that power dynamic. Because that's what I just kept thinking about. I was like, the power dynamic, and then convincing him to be like, oh, it's fine, it was just a one-time thing. Like,
really, though. Like, that shit really is, that's just crazy.
And it's just, like, super sad to think about a teenager going through this and also feeling so alone that they can't tell anyone, and then going back to cast after this is announced and having to kind of pretend like it's not him. Or, like, right, how he said he didn't tell his dad at first. I felt so...
Oh, my God. Right. That's right. Yeah, he didn't tell his dad.
I felt so bad for his dad, because his dad really seemed like he was trying and wanted to, like, make an effort to protect him. And it just didn't work in that favor. And that's really sad. Like, I couldn't... Literally that episode, I thought the first episode and just hearing all that stuff blew my mind, but these two, I really was like, holy shit. And I think there's like two more episodes.
Oh, I watched the whole, we finished it.
Oh, lovely. So how many more episodes are there? Because then I guess I'll have to
finish. I don't think there's that many. I think there's only like six, right? Or some shit. Like, because I was even confused. I was like, wait, that's it?
Hold, please. I'm trying to look it up, but my phone is, like, frozen. Okay. How cool. Oh, I never finished that today. Quiet. On set documentary. How many episodes? There's five episodes. Okay. So, I will finish it before our next recording. Oh, wait. No, there's four, and a fifth one's being released on the 7th.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'll watch four, and we'll talk about that next week. And then the following week, we'll do the last one. But I'm glad that so many people are coming forward and being honest and saying what has happened. Because I think all that can do is at least help the next set of child actors and everyone do better.
And the, like, yeah.
But it's also just, like, the fact that this went on for so long.
Literally would have thought? Who would have thought?
Like, that also is what's tripping me up. Because I'm like, it happened for so freaking long with no, like, no one jumping in, no one really, like, doing anything to stop it. And people obviously knowing something was not right. Because that was the other piece. I'm like, clearly people knew something was wrong and not okay, and just no one was doing anything to stop that.
Well, also, too, like, being scared to even say anything.
True. But I just feel like, because thinking about that mom, like, she felt like she was scared and couldn't say anything or it would ruin her daughter's career. Mm-hmm. And that's so sad to see over and over. And then it's just, like, so many... These are only the ones who are okay to come forward. how many more weren't and had it had even worse things that were happening. Because that's what I always wonder about too, is I'm like, what else was happening that could, like, oh, that wasn't true, like, or wasn't told about. Pop off. Oh yeah. I think more people will feel comfortable saying, you know, this is what's happened, and, you know, I can't believe, like, I just feel like there had to have been so much fear for a lot of those kids. And that's so sad to think about. Like, a lot of them wanted to be actors, and then going into this and having just that amount of fear, and I can't even think of the word that I'm trying to think of with it, that just is attached to it.
It was really, really, I feel like they're definitely going to come out with more.
There is another episode that there's, like,
no, I mean, like, with more, not even just like that per se, but like more things.
Oh, it has to, because I feel like there's definitely more that we have not heard. Like, there's probably more people that have not spoken up that now feel like they can speak up. Like, there has to be more of it. And that's just, it's so sad because, you know, a lot of these kids, this is like the career that they want to have.
Really?
And someone decides that they're going to be a monster and ruins that. And that has such a long lasting impact too. Jake, I don't know if you can hear it, but he's working out downstairs and I can hear. I just thought about it. He got in the shower and is now working out.
I feel like he does that though. Hasn't he done that shit before?
He has a beer and then works out, but this is the first time I feel like he showered and worked out. He also was like, I'm making a tuna fish sandwich on my potato roll and going to eat it while working out. And I was like, I feel like
I would vomit. I would.
Thank you. Thank you. I was like, I don't feel like that's a good idea, but if
that's what
you want to do, that you do that. But I personally
would totally not do that.
Yeah, I would get sick. Like, I would not do well, especially like tuna fit. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. How was your gym journey? Say that 5 times fast.
What do you mean, my gym journey?
Like, how are you doing with going to the gym? Are you still going?
Oh, yeah. I just go, like, super late at night.
Do you like it better? Because I know you liked having the class.
I do like going to a class better, but with how my schedule is.
Well, that's about to change, so you could go on your 4 days off.
Yeah.
Because you go, like, a morning class.
I don't know. I'm just not a morning. Since I started working at night, like, dude, once my schedule changed, like, it's almost been like 2.5 years since I started doing night shift. I'm not a morning girl like I used to be.
That's fair, though, because your whole schedule is adjusted. See, so, I am not a... Well, I take that back. At this point, I'm a all-the-time person, but because with pumping, but now that I'm doing, like, every... Do you hear him dreaming?
Yeah. Is he sleeping?
Yeah.
Damn.
Newborn babies and, like, newborns active dream, but, like, Jake also is very vocal in his sleep, and so I'm, like, y'all are gonna end up having, like, while he's in the bed, like, conversations back and forth in your sleep. And I don't know if you're like that. Well, no, because you do fall asleep, like, anywhere. Once I'm up, it's hard for me to fall back asleep. So now that I have a pump upstairs and I pump and just, like, kind of put it in there, I can kind of go back to sleep a little bit quicker. But it normally, like, a half hour pump session turns into me being up for, like, an hour. Because I just can't fall back asleep easily.
That's why you'll
be at work and I'll be like Snapchatting you back and I'm like, oh yeah, she's up.
Like, I'm just a napper.
You are. But I feel like people are either a napper or they're not. Like, I'm not. The only time I ever really napped is when I would go see you in California. Like, that's the, and I think that was more of, like, the jet lag. But, like, I, even now with the baby, like, when Jake was still home, when we first had him, Jake would be like, go nap. And I couldn't do it. Like, I could not go, like, it would take me so long to fall asleep, and then he'd be hungry again, and it was before I was pumping. And Jacob would be like, did you even go to sleep? And I'm like, do you want to hear yes to make you feel better, or do you want the truth? Because reality, no. I did not. And there goes Loki, who was already fed, by the way. He was already fed.
Like, doesn't seem like it.
He makes it seem like he's starved. Kovu's hair is starting to come back in, by the way. It's looking a little rough, but it's there. I should check it again, though, to make sure her scab's, like, healing up good.
I'm sure. I mean, it didn't look bad even before.
Yeah, well, she, like, handles her business. Like, even though I will, next time you come here, have you cut her nails. She, like, bites them off, but sometimes I'm just like, her biting them off, I feel like they're twice as sharp. And it hurts. And you know how she is. She chooses violence every single time. And will let you know to pet her. And sometimes I think she intentionally, like, stabs you even harder.
Well, she wants to be pet, so she's got to make her point. Got to make a point.
She actually does make a point. I'm
probably going to go to the gym.
Ooh, yeah. Later.
Oh, my God. So, my schedule tomorrow was so weird. I work 4 hours. I guess, like, they're doing some... I don't know what they're doing with, like... somebody's hours or something is weird. So, they're just like, can you come in for a little bit, and I'm supposed to work fucking midnight to 4 a.m.
That is a weird shift.
It's so weird.
That, I feel like, it's a half shift, but I feel like that's such a weird half shift, too.
That's like a half, like, of a half. That's like a quarter of a shift.
Oh, yeah, well, you do, like, you don't do 8-hour shifts, so, yeah, that makes sense, but... yeah, that's, like, a very strange... will that impact your paycheck? Because now you're on a new schedule?
I think so, because I'm just strictly working night. So I think it will... damn, our lights are flickering.
Like, the inside ones?
Well, I'm upstairs.
In your room?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I think it's just this light... I guess. I don't know.
That tells you how old you are, because I literally, the amount of times I'll look and I'm like, is that light flickering? And I'm like, it might not be. And I'm like, wow, I'm old as shit that, like, you would have asked me 10 years ago and I'd be like, I don't fucking know if a light's flickering. It doesn't matter anyway. And now I'm like, I feel like I should investigate that. Ugh.
You know what's so funny too? Watching, we were watching those videos.
Yeah.
Home videos. So my cousin's son is like, I don't fucking know how old he is. He's like,
which one?
Carson. He's like 6 or something.
I think Carson's 6 or 7.
He is in 3rd grade. So however old you are in 3rd grade.
Oh, well, he's probably a little bit old. He's probably 8.
Sure. So
depends his birthday. It also depends his birthday.
We were watching the videos, and he kept saying, like, he liked them. Like, he kept saying, like, put on another one. And he's just like, I wish I grew up in those times.
That's, and I'm so, like, cute.
I'm like, I wish I could go back. Right. You know, I was so fucking cringy. Oh my God. God, like, I would just, like, go up in front of the camera and just start dancing and doing some weird bullshit. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm fucking cringy.
You're not cringy. You're a kid.
Yeah, but it's just gross. It's not, I mean, not, I don't mean to say gross. It's just like, ugh, I would never. Well,
it's the same.
I can say I would never. I guess it just depends, but it's just weird seeing
yourself. It's the same as kids now, and they're like, watch me floss. And you're like, I've watched you floss 16 times in a row, but okay. Like, you're just a kid. Now, weird now.
If I see, like, any of the other kids do it, like, it was fine. I'm like, oh, look at how cute they are. But when well, I watch myself, I'm just like, ew.
You're also a lot more introverted now than you were as a kid. So that probably, you're like, what the fuck am I doing?
You will never catch me doing that talent show. I can't believe I even did that. Like, who
so is? We shouldn't have a side note talent show, and you shouldn't recreate the entire thing and put them side by side and post them. I think that sounds like a great idea.
You will never. I mean, if I had a couple of drinks in me, probably. Like, you get me drunk, I'll do it.
I well, remember. You know what? No, I take that back. You would, because every time you get drunk, you do want to do dances. I remember you were so mad because we were drinking and you wanted to learn that. You were like, let's learn the hoedown throwdown. And I'm like, I don't want to.
Okay, well, I was vibing. Let's how to do the hoedown throwdown now. Me.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you do not.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
Let's do it right now. FaceTime me.
Parker's like, yeah, she knows. But you would. I think you would. Drunk, no, you totally would not care.
I'm drinking, that's what I said. Like, I'm not doing it sober.
You should. Next time you get drunk, I'm going to tell Kevin. I'm going to be like, remind Ashley of her talent show video and then have her do it and record it. Except make sure he doesn't record you when you're listening to someone talk because you look mad as shit.
I didn't even look. I think it was just the way my hand was placed.
This bitch, so obviously they had people over this weekend, and she sends me, or Kevin posts this video of, like, him cooking and them, and Ashley looks so mad in it that I had to text her to be like, what are you mad about? And she's like, I'm just listening.
So how the video, I watched it. We were sitting... we were sitting around the grill, and then Kevin was, like, recording the outside. I was sitting next to Eric, and Eric was talking, but how I was listening is, like, my legs were crossed, so I had my legs crossed. I had my right leg over my left, so then I'm taking my left arm, and, you know, you're just, like, crossed over, and then I was, like, resting my chin on my hand, you know, as one does when you're listening to somebody, you're getting comfortable. And I guess just the way I looked like I was unthrilled.
You did.
But that wasn't intentional. Like, I was just vibing.
It was just funny. It made me laugh. Like, I really did laugh hard when I was like, damn.
Not intentional. It was just how I look, I guess.
Well, that is our wrap up of this week. Next week we'll do hold on, let me see something. What's the date? The new episode comes out on the 7th, which is Sunday, and we're going to record on Monday. We'll watch both last two episodes and then talk about them next week.
Love it.
All right. That has been another one. We will catch you next week. I almost just quoted another podcast that I listened to. See you next week.
Bye.